Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Freedom Investor by Bharat Khona is a practical personal finance and investment guide focused on building wealth through a broader set of assets than the standard mix of public stocks, bonds, and retirement accounts. Khona, described as a private market investor and founder of Eldorado Capital, positions the book for individual investors who want to understand how affluent investors use equities, real estate, private credit, and private equity to pursue durable wealth. The book belongs to the wealth building and investment education category rather than the academic finance category, and its purpose is to translate multi-asset investing into a roadmap for financial flexibility. Its central concern is not simply maximizing returns, but creating cash flow, reducing dependence on a single market, improving downside protection, and expanding life choices. Because the available public information is limited, the most reliable reading of the book is as an accessible framework for diversification beyond conventional retail investing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, moving beyond a stock-only view of wealth creation, a core theme of the Freedom Investor is that conventional investing, especially reliance on public equities and tax-advantaged retirement accounts, is only one part of a broader wealth-building system. Khona does not appear to reject stocks or 401(k) plans outright. Rather, the book frames them as incomplete when used as the entire plan. This distinction matters because public markets can offer liquidity and long-term growth, but they also expose investors to valuation cycles, emotional volatility, and limited control over income timing. By presenting a wider investment map, the book encourages readers to think about wealth as a combination of growth, income, protection, and flexibility. The practical implication is that an investor should not evaluate assets only by headline return. They should also ask how each asset behaves in different economic conditions, whether it produces recurring income, how liquid it is, and how it contributes to long-term independence. This makes the book more portfolio-oriented than many beginner investing guides. Secondly, using multiple asset classes to build a more resilient portfolio, the book emphasizes diversification across equities, real estate, private credit, and private equity. This is more specific than the usual advice to avoid putting all money in one place. Each asset class can serve a different function. Public equities may provide participation in business growth and broad market appreciation. Real estate can offer income potential, inflation sensitivity, and asset-backed exposure. Private credit may appeal to investors seeking contractual cash flow, though it carries borrower and liquidity risk. Private equity offers access to ownership in companies outside public markets, but it may involve long holding periods and higher complexity. The reasoning behind this structure is that a portfolio can become more stable when its components are not driven by the same forces at the same time. A stock-heavy portfolio can be efficient, but it is highly exposed to public market sentiment. A multi-asset portfolio can be designed to balance growth with income and to reduce the impact of a single market downturn. Thirdly, cash flow as a measure of financial flexibility. The Freedom Investor gives importance to cash flow, which separates it from investment books that focus primarily on net worth accumulation or index performance. Cash flow is significant because it changes how an investor experiences wealth. A portfolio that produces periodic income can support living expenses, reinvestment, emergency reserves, or career flexibility without requiring the sale of assets at an unfavorable time. This is especially relevant during market downturns, when investors who must sell volatile assets may lock in losses. Real estate income and private credit distributions are examples of asset categories often associated with cash flow, although the actual outcome depends on deal quality, leverage, expenses, and market conditions. The book appears to frame cash flow not as a shortcut to wealth, but as one element of a durable financial structure. The concrete lesson is that investors should evaluate both the value of an asset and the timing of money it returns. Income reliability, risk of interruption, and tax treatment all affect whether cash flow truly improves freedom. Fourthly, private markets as an opportunity and a source of added complexity. One of the differentiating features of the book is its focus on private markets, including private credit and private equity. These areas are often discussed in relation to wealthy investors because they can provide access to investments not available through ordinary public exchanges. The appeal is clear. Private markets may offer differentiated sources of return, contractual income streams, or exposure to business growth before companies reach public markets. However, the same features that make private markets attractive also make them harder to evaluate. They often involve less transparency, longer lockups, limited secondary liquidity, higher fees, and greater reliance on sponsor judgment. A useful reading of Khona's approach is that private markets should be understood as tools, not automatic upgrades over public investments. The investor needs to assess structure, incentives, risk controls, manager quality, and personal liquidity needs. This theme makes the book relevant for readers who are curious about private investing but need a framework before committing capital to unfamiliar vehicles. Lastly, financial freedom defined as optionality rather than simple retirement. The title and description suggest that the freedom investor defines freedom less as an age-based retirement target and more as real optionality in life. Optionality means having enough financial strength to choose among work, investment, family, lifestyle, and opportunity decisions without being forced by short-term cash pressure. This is a broader goal than simply reaching a portfolio number. A person may have a high net worth but little flexibility if wealth is concentrated in illiquid assets, vulnerable to one market, or unable to generate usable income. Konosei multi-asset framework is intended to connect investment design with life design. Equities can support growth, real estate and credit can potentially support income, and private equity can contribute to long-term upside if managed prudently. The practical reasoning is that freedom depends on structure, liquidity, cash flow, diversification, and risk exposure all affect the choices available to an investor. This theme gives the book a planning dimension, not just an asset allocation dimension. In conclusion, The Freedom Investor is best suited for individual investors who already understand the basics of saving and public market investing, but want a broader map of how wealth can be built and preserved. Readers interested in real estate, private credit, private equity, and income-oriented portfolio construction are likely to find the book more relevant than those seeking a basic budgeting guide or a purely passive index fund manual. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers compare asset classes by function growth, income, protection, liquidity, and flexibility. Its intellectual benefit is the shift from thinking about investments as isolated products to thinking about them as components of a financial system. The book stands out in its category because it brings private market ideas into a personal finance framework without positioning public equities as irrelevant. Compared with many wealth books that focus narrowly on stocks, frugality, or real estate alone, this one is differentiated by its multi-asset emphasis and its attention to optionality. Readers should still approach private markets carefully, since complexity, illiquidity, and sponsor risk require disciplined due diligence. Use realistically. The book can serve as a starting roadmap for investors who want to understand how diversified sources of return and cash flow may support long-term financial independence. If you would like to support Bharat Kona, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.